It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, a show about big and little hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s in the US, UK and Canada. Also forgotten albums, pop music on TV, and more. I'm your announcer, Annie Stewart, and here's the old man himself, Roger Stroop.
Hello and welcome to episode 122 of the Old Man Yells Music Podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. Today we're looking at the charts of December 26, 1992. Around this time, Belgian comic book writer Pierre Culliford died at the age of 64. Going by the pen name Peyo, he created a comic book called Johan and Peewit in 1947. And 12 years later, he gave a group of supporting characters in that title their own book. They were little blue creatures called Les Stroops, or as they became known in the English-speaking world, the Smurfs. Let's look at what was going on in the culture beyond little people who live in mushrooms. At the movies, there was one Christmas film released this month, and it's one that's become beloved over the years, The Muppet Christmas Carol, a retelling of the Dickens standard with Michael Caine as Scrooge and Jim Henson's famous puppets as most of the other main characters. But the biggest hit of the month was A Few Good Men, the star-studded military courtroom drama in which Jack Nicholson questioned Tom Cruise's truth-handling abilities. The film also received multiple Oscar nominations, joining other of this month's award contenders, such as Scent of a Woman, which got Al Pacino his Best Actor statue for playing a suicidal army officer who says hooah a lot, Chaplin, the biopic of the legendary silent movie comedian with Robert Downey Jr. in the title role, and Lorenzo's Oil, with Susan Sarandon and Nick Nolte as parents looking for an experimental cure for their young son's brain disease. Other releases this month included the British political sex thriller Damage, the Eddie Murphy political comedy The Distinguished Gentleman, Forever Young with Mel Gibson as a military pilot who gets cryogenically frozen and wakes up over 50 years later, the senior citizen romantic comedy Used People with a cast including Shirley MacLaine, Jessica Tandy, and Kathy Bates, Leap of Faith starring Steve Martin as a crooked faith healer, the action flick Trespass with Ice-T, Ice Cube, and Bill Paxton, Hoffa, which starred Jack Nicholson as the infamous union leader who may have been murdered and buried under a football stadium, and Toys, an infamous flop with Robin Williams as the man-child son of a toy maker trying to save the company from his evil army general uncle. Once again, we're looking at the American primetime TV listings for the date of this chart. ABC led off at 8 with the part 1 of a documentary about Abraham Lincoln. Then at 10, outgoing first couple George and Barbara Bush hosted To Be Free, the National Literacy Honors. CBS starts with Miracles and Other Wonders, with a Christmas Story actor Darren McGavin hosting reenactments of strange occurrences. Then they aired the Leslie Nielsen classic, The Naked Gun. Fox started with 2 episodes of Cops, followed by Code 3, which was a show that tried to do for firefighters what Cops did for police. And they finished at 9:30 with The Edge, a sketch comedy show that featured a pre-Friends Jennifer Aniston, Seinfeld's Newman Wayne Knight, and Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. And NBC started with Here and Now, a sitcom starring Theo from The Cosby Show himself, Malcolm Jamal Warner, followed by The Powers That Be, which starred Dynasty's John Forsythe as a U.S. senator and featured a supporting cast including future NBC stars David Hyde Pierce and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Then it's 2 more sitcoms with Empty Nest and Nurses, and they wrapped up with the drama Sisters. On the bestseller lists, top novels included the latest by Stephen King, which was the homicidal housewife story Dolores Claiborne, Anne Rice's vampire chronicle The Body Thief, John Grisham's legal thriller The Pelican Brief, and Mostly Harmless, the 5th book in Douglas Adams's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. Nonfiction hits included British veterinarian James Herriot's latest memoir, Every Living Thing, Truman, David McCulloch's biography of the 33rd President of the United States, talk show host Kathy Lee Gifford's I Can't Believe I Said That, and two books about basketball players, My Life by Irvin Magic Johnson, and Hang Time, Bob Green's reflections of hanging out with Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls during their first two championship seasons. And in music, the big story happened on the third when bassist Bill Wyman announced that he was leaving the Rolling Stones. Wyman joined the Stones in 1962, and aside from his bass playing, he had become infamous in the 80s for his relationship with a teenager named Mandy Smith, who he later married and divorced after 2 years. Wyman went on to do much lower-profile musical projects, while the Stones have since employed Daryl Jones as a bass player, although he's never been made an official member of the band. Now the charts.
Below the top 40s.
As always, we begin below the top 40s. This week, we look at a member of an 80s band who had become more famous as a producer as the 90s dawned. So he used that cachet to put together a new group. At number 58 in Canada, it's Bed of Roses by Rockhead. Formed in Vancouver in 1991, Rockhead was put together by Bob Rock, who was a member of the successful CanCon acts The Paolas and Rockin' Hyde, before concentrating on producing other people's records. In the late 80s and early 90s, he produced hit albums like Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue, Sonic Temple by The Cults, Keep the Faith by Bon Jovi, and most famously, Metallica's self-titled Black Album. He took a break from that work to make his own music with a new band, and Bed of Roses was the first single from their self-titled debut album. Bed of Roses is hair-era style hard rock, and it's not the same Bed of Roses song that Rock had produced on that Bon Jovi album. Let's stop and smell the lyrics. There you go again. You go and judge another book by its cover. When you're living on the edge, it doesn't take you long to discover that money don't buy everything, but it sure needs attention. That's right, and I don't want to risk my life just to collect a pension. Ain't got much, just a little bit of love, but that just might be what you need. Lying on a bed of roses, just dying on a dead-end street, still looking for a heart that ain't been broken. Someday, I'm going to make ends meet. Clearly, Rock was still hoping that the glam metal decline would somehow reverse itself as a backlash to grunge and alternative. It did not. And this song, while all right, was not good enough to swim against the current. Bed of Roses peaked at number 58. Rockhead made just the one album, and Rock went back to producing. He did more Metallica and Motley Crue albums, as well as records by artists from Bryan Adams to Our Lady Peace to The Tragically Hip to Michael Bublé. Our first top 40 song is Canada's number 40, Heartbreak Radio by Roy Orbison. Born in Vernon, Texas in 1936, Roy Orbison started playing in bands as a teenager, and in the mid-50s he moved to Memphis and signed to Sun Records, the label that would become famous for launching Elvis. But it wasn't until leaving Sun that he scored his first major hit with 1960's Only the Lonely. He scored a string of hits in the first half of the 60s, including the 1964 Triple Crown winner, Oh Pretty Woman. He was a nostalgia act for most of the 70s and 80s, but when younger artists championed him in the late 80s, he made a comeback, joining Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne in the Traveling Wilburys, and releasing the solo album Mystery Girl. It produced the top 10 hit You Got It, but sadly, he died of a heart attack just a month before the album was released. 3 years later, his label released an album of other songs recorded during the Mystery Girl sessions called King of Hearts, and Heartbreak Radio was the second single. Heartbreak Radio is a chugging rockabilly track with Jeff Lynne's typically slick production. Tune in to the lyrics. Hometown sweetheart, hung around in the dark, only make a move or two. I was just a young fool, never been to night school, didn't know enough to be cool. So she found another lover. They went undercover. The way she stole my heart was a crime. In order to keep the peace, calling out the police, find her before I lose my mind. The woman I love done gone and left me, no. She's got a big bad record on the Heartbreak Radio. A complete investigation. What's her destination? Did she leave a trace at all? Book on her suspicion. Just look at my condition. She left me here to take the fall. That girl can sure play it rough. She ought to be in handcuffs. Make her wear a ball and chain. Oh, she's just a heart stealer. Sweetest kind of love dealer. she knows how to fix a game. As always, Roy's voice is a treasure. It may be known for conveying pain, but it's no slouch at calling out a lady who done him wrong either. Would have been nice to have had him around for a couple more decades. Maybe he could have made records in the same vein as fellow Sun alumnus Johnny Cash's American Recording Series. Heartbreak Radio peaked at number 31 and got to number 36 in the UK. He was already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when he died, but he has since been posthumously inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and he's also been honored with both a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now we go to the U.S. for number 39. I Got a Thang for You by Low Key. There's a question mark. Formed in Kansas City, Low Key moved to Minneapolis to play that city's R&B scene and were discovered by legendary producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I Got a Thang for You was the second single from their debut album, Where They At. I Got a Thang for You is a sumptuous R&B ballad. My thang is reading lyrics. Dark and lovely, no one above thee. Girl, you really got it going on. I want to spank you. I want to thank you. You're the reason why I sing this song. Are roses red? Are violets blue? Who cares as long as I'm with you? Sugar, let's just run away where only the two of us can play. Let's run away. You're sweet as honey and just as sunny as a nice and warm afternoon. Your smiling face, your loving grace could light up any room. Now, I won't flinch, but I need a pinch to make sure I'm not dreaming, because loving like this doesn't come every day. And I've got a couple of words that I'd like to say. There's a little something that you should know. I'm in love. Ooh, ooh, I got a thang for you, baby. Ms. Good Stuff. Ah, you're so tough. You put some things on my mind. Now, don't desert me, but girl, just hurt me. With all the love you can find. Ah, baby girl, my lemon drop, my lollipop. Girl, candy must be your name. Because your sweetness is my weakness, and I'm damn sure nothing can beat this. Girl, I betcha since I met you, the sun just shines every day. The dreariness of loneliness has done my own way. I never want it, because my heart has found us, thinking when we're apart that we must have hit the spot, sending an arrow straight to my heart. It may not be as smooth as the stuff by Piers, Boys to Men, or Jodeci, but I think it would have done the job at the time. Low Key would definitely open the lock, if you get my meaning. Can't see me winking. I can't wink anyway. There's one thing, one bit of trivia about me. I am physically unable to wink. Don't know why. I just can't. Anyway, I Got a Thang for You peaked at number 27. Low Key had just one more lower charting pop single and put out one more album before breaking up in 1995. Now we get our first look at the UK chart with number 34, All Alone on Christmas by Darlene Love. Born in Los Angeles in 1941, Darlene Love was a member of a girl group called The Blossoms, who were hired by Phil Spector to record the song He's a Rebel. The song went to number one, but it was credited to a different group, The Crystals. Love spent much of the 60s singing backup with The Blossoms on hits by other artists, with her one shining credited moment being Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home on 1963's A Christmas Gift to You from Phil Spector album. She made a bit of a comeback in the late 80s and was then tapped to record this song for the soundtrack of the film Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. All Alone on Christmas was written and produced by E Street Band guitarist Steven Van Zandt, and all the non-Springsteen members of the band play on the track. I'm all alone after Christmas, reading the lyrics. The cold wind is blowing and the streets are getting dark. I'm writing you a letter and I don't know where to start. The bells will be ringing. St. John the Divine. I get a little lonely each year around this time. The music plays all night in Little Italy. The lights will be going up on old Rockefeller's tree. People window shopping on Fifth Avenue. All I want for Christmas is you. I want to know. Nobody ought to be all alone on Christmas. Where do lonely hearts go? Nobody ought to be alone on Christmas, because nobody ought to be all alone on Christmas. Things are different since you've been here last. Childhood dreaming is a thing of the past. I hope you can bring us some cheer this year. The mothers and children in the street again. Do you remember sleigh riding in the snow and dancing all night to Baby Please Come Home? Today's celebration is bittersweet. There's mothers and children in the street. The band does an excellent job in recreating the style of Phil Spector productions. Not surprising, given that they have experience in doing that on Springsteen tracks like Born to Run. And Love's voice is as wonderful and expressive as ever. I've never really been a fan of the Home Alone movies, but this more than justifies their existence to me. All Alone on Christmas peaked at number 31. It hit number 83 in the U.S. Darlene Love had no further hits, but she continues to record and perform. Her most recent album was 2015's Introducing Darlene Love. In recent years, she's appeared in the Netflix holiday movies Holiday Rush and The Christmas Chronicles 2. Our first top 40 song is Britain's number 30, In Bloom by Nirvana. Formed in Aberdeen, Washington in 1987. Nirvana were led by guitarist Kurt Cobain and bassist Chris Novoselic. The band signed to local indie label Sub Pop and released the 1989 album Bleach, which was successful enough to get them signed to a major. With new drummer Dave Grohl, they recorded the 1991 album Nevermind, and its first single, Smells Like Teen Spirit, became an international smash and helped popularize the Seattle grunge scene. They had since picked up two more UK hits from Nevermind, and In Bloom was the album's fourth single. In Bloom is hard rock driven by a buzzsaw guitar riff. Let's spring into the lyrics. Sell the kids for food. Weather changes moods. Spring is here again. Reproductive glands. And he's the one who likes all our pretty songs. And he likes to sing along. And he likes to shoot his gun. But he knows not what it means. Knows not what it means. And I say, yeah, we can have some more. Nature is a whore. Bruises on the fruit, tender age in bloom. The lyrics, as abstract and mysterious as usual, seem to be a criticism of fans who rock out to the band's music but don't understand what the songs are saying, and in fact, have values opposite to those of the band. You could call that pretentious, but it never seemed like a pose. This was something that really bothered Cobain especially. He didn't want to be a hero to the kind of people who beat him up in high school. But I'm sure plenty of those jock types sang right along to this obliviously. In Bloom peaked at number 28. Nirvana released one more album, 1993's In Utero, before Cobain died of an apparent suicide on April 5, 1994. The band would later release two live albums and the box set With the Lights Out. Chris Novoselic has since played in multiple bands, while Grohl formed the band Foo Fighters, who we will certainly encounter in the future. We return to Canada for number 24, An Emotion Away by Alanis. I talked about Alanis Morissette back in episode 50 when I covered her 1999 hit Thank You. Now I'm going back 6 years to when she went only by her first name and only released music in Canada. An Emotional Way was the first single from her second album, Now Is the Time. An Emotional Way is fluffy teen dance pop. Let's feel the lyrics. I had high expectations. It's something I could not compromise. And when I saw you, I wasn't ready. It completely took my heart by surprise. And when I think of the time I met you, the situation looked harmless. It wasn't long before I got confused enough, and I soon realized that your love is just an emotional way. I know it's going to get to you. Love will only be a moment away. A moment away. You know it's true. Lately, the way I'm feeling is something, it's something I never could have planned. I knew that one day I'd find a love thing. Now I'll never stop believing in chance. I put my heart on a shelf forever. I never thought I would find you. I didn't know any better, baby. Listening to this reminds me why I didn't see Jagged Little Pill coming. Given her age, she was sometimes referred to as Canada's Tiffany or Debbie Gibson. But in terms of sound, I would say she was more like Canada's Taylor Dane. And when I heard that she had signed with Madonna's label and was working with the guy who produced Wilson Phillips, I thought she was looking to become a big league pop diva with an adult contemporary bent. But then I saw the You Oughta Know video and I thought, nope, this is something else entirely. I also thought it would fail spectacularly. I didn't realize that this wasn't her trying on a new persona to sell records. It was actually the music she had always wanted to make. An Emotional Way peaked at number 24. Alanis had two more hits from Now Is the Time and then was dropped by her Canadian label. For more on what happened after that, please go back and listen to episode 50. Now we return to the USA for number 22, Flex by Mad Cobra. Born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1968, Ewart Brown took his stage name from the villains in the G.I. Joe comic books. He had success in Jamaica in the early 90s, and that earned him an American record deal. Flex was the first single from his sixth album, Hard to Wet, Easy to Dry. Flex is dancehall reggae that has one thing on its mind. See if you can figure it out. Crying, moaning, just can't wait till morning. Waited too long, finally you come along. Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out, like a clock ticking on the wall. 7 days away, a week, I need your body next to mine. Can't eat nor sleep, like a bolt to a screw. Oh, I do you, so neat, spread your feet. Lord, hear me tell de girl. Girl flex, time to have sex. Long time you have de rude boy, ya a sweat. Girl flex, time to have sex. Look how long you have de rude boy a sweat. I rather wait out of patience. Lovin' she get that will be sufficient. I rather wait till I can wait no more. X amount of lovin' hardcore. Me a listen just to hear she knock pon de door. Only to touch her me no want no more. So he is in a somewhat amorous mood, I gather. And I can only speculate about what exactly he wants her to flex. Or if it's a part of her body or his. Maybe both. Anyway, sometimes people take the subtle approach, but that was probably never going to be the case with someone who calls himself Mad Cobra. Flex peaked at number 13. Mad Cobra had no further top 40 hits, but he continued to record and perform. He hasn't released anything since 2009.
2211.
Our first top 20 song is the number 14 song in the U.S., Love Is On The Way by Saigon Kick. Formed in Coral Springs, Florida in 1988, Saigon Kick released their debut album in 1991, but they didn't break through until they released this single from their second album, The Lizard. Love Is On The Way is an acoustic rock ballad. The lyrics are forthcoming. Lonely sidewalks, silent night, bring the evening deep inside. Hold me, darling, touch me now. Let the feelings free tonight. Love is on the way. I can see it in your eyes. Let's give it one more try tonight, baby. Love is on the way. No rhyme or reason, no more fears. All the dreaming is far behind. You are here now and everything's all right. All the things I left behind. If you need me, I'll come night and day. Let's stop the hands of time. This is a good example of the time when late period hair metal bands could usually only manage hits with acoustic ballads, especially if they never had any other hits. That started with Extreme and More Than Words, and went through Mr. Biggs to Be With You and this. Ugly Kid Joe did manage to get Everything About You before they covered Cats in the Cradle. Anyway, you could argue that this could be the best of that bunch. Love Is On The Way peaked at number 12. In Canada, it got to number 48. Saigon Kick had no further hits, and they released four more albums before breaking up in 2000. In 2012, singer Matt Kramer and guitarist Jason Beeler reformed the group with a new rhythm section to play live, though they have not released any new music to date. Now we go back to Britain for number 20, Mrs. Robinson by the Lemonheads. Formed in Boston in 1986, the Lemonheads released three independent albums before signing with a major label. Mrs. Robinson was the second single from their second major label album, It's a Shame About Ray. Mrs. Robinson is a hard rock cover of the 1968 North American number one that Simon and Garfunkel wrote for the movie that made Dustin Hoffman a star, The Graduate. I'm holding a place for the lyrics, Hey, Hey, Hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you. All you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hide it in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with their cupcakes. It's their little secret, just a Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Jolton Joe has left and gone away? The grinding guitar and slightly faster tempo combined with singer Evan Dando's bored-sounding vocal to give this a feel distinct to the original. It would definitely work on the soundtrack of a 90s remake of The Graduate with a slacker kid in place of the Hoffman character. So, Mrs. Robinson, are you trying to, like, seduce me or something? If you are, that's cool, I guess. You're sort of hot or whatever. Why not? Let's do it. But I gotta leave early tomorrow morning, so I don't miss any of Lollapalooza. Do you know Dinosaur Jr.? Maybe you can listen to them on my Discman, you know, after. But if you don't want to, that's cool. Whatever. Let's do this. Yeah. I'm sure that's an impeccable imitation of a 1992 slacker kid. Thank you. Adding to my repertoire of acting. Anyway, Mrs. Robinson peaked at number 19. The Lemonheads would have two more UK top 40 hits and release two more albums before breaking up in 1997. Evan Dando released one solo album before reviving the Lemonheads in 2006 with the first of a series of new lineups. Their 10th album, the covers record Varsions 2, came out in 2019. We're back in Canada for number 11, Where You Goin' Now by Damn Yankees. Formed in Syracuse, New York in 1989, Damn Yankees were a hard rock supergroup featuring guitarist Ted Nugent, Styx guitarist Tommy Shaw, Night Ranger bassist Jack Blades, and drummer Michael Cardellone. Their self-titled 1990 debut album produced the U.S. top five hit High Enough. Where You Goin' Now was the second single from their follow-up album, Don't Tread. Where You Goin' Now is a power ballad which, unlike Love Is on the Way, has plenty of electric guitar. I can't imagine Nugent would have had it any other way. I'm going to read the lyrics. There's a face in the mirror, and you close your eyes. Much easier to turn away than to take a look inside. So you're thinking it's over, walking away. Let your little world crash and burn. Oh, what a price to pay. Didn't anybody tell you it's not who's right or wrong? Hold the line. Is this what's going on? Where are you going now? When your world's turned inside out, isn't love what it's all about? Where are you going now? When you get to the top of the hill, gonna be there. Yes, I will. There's a crack in the mirror. There's a hole in the sun. Full moon in the midnight sky, and you feel like you want to run. So you blow out the candle and you turn off the light. Then you stumble into darkness. Do you believe that love is blind? Didn't anybody tell you it's never too late to try? Hold the line before you say goodbye. As I said, this is a power ballad with actual power, and those were becoming less frequent on the charts as we began the year 2 AN after Nirvana. But I guess because they'd already had a hit power ballad, these guys were grandfathered in. And no, that's not a comment on their ages at the time. What I will say about it is that the sound of the verses remind me somewhat of Hotel California. I'm not sure whether or not these guys would appreciate that comparison. Where Are You Goin' Now peaked at number 11, It got to number 20 in the States. Damn Yankees had no further hits, and they went their separate ways shortly after this. Although there have been occasional reunions and an aborted attempt at a third album. Nugent resumed his solo career and other interests. Shaw and Blades released two albums together as Shaw Blades. Shaw Blades. Michael Cardellone played drums on the first Shaw Blades album, and since 1999, he has been the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Top tens.
Our first top 10 is the number 3 song in Canada, Song Instead of a Kiss by Alanna Miles. I covered Alanna Miles way back in episode number 5 when I talked about her 1990 Canadian hit, Still Got This Thing. Now we jump ahead almost 3 years to look at the first single from her second album, Rocking Horse. Song Instead of a Kiss is a string-laden ballad co-written with Robert Priest, a poet, CBC radio host, and composer of songs for children. Not your typical collaborator for a rock singer trying to follow up a hit debut album. Here are the lyrics in lieu of a lip lock. Song instead of a kiss. Baby, this is a song instead of a kiss. For all of you who ache, who long for nights like this. Song instead of a touch. Darling, this is a song instead of a touch. To all of you who wait so long and need so much. It is for those who like to cling. It is to those I sing. Here is a song instead of a clutch, instead of a moon, instead of a soothing touch in the afternoon. This isn't the hard hair metal adjacent sound of most of her debut album, nor is it the catchy blues pop of her international smash Black Velvet. There is a touch of Stairway to Heaven in it, perhaps inspired by one-time boyfriend Robert Plant, but it definitely wasn't what people in countries not governed by CanCon airplay regulations were looking for from her. Not even posing tastefully naked on the album cover could make this a hit in most of the world. Song Instead of a Kiss was down from a peak of number 1. It scraped into the UK chart at number 89, but didn't chart in America. For more about the rest of Alanna Miles' career, please go back and listen to episode 5. We get back to the United States for their number 10, Real Love by Mary J. Blige. Born in 1971, exactly 1 month before me, in New York City, Mary Jane Blige was signed to a major label and put into the studio with several producers, including a young Sean Puff Daddy Combs, to record her debut album, What's the 411? The first single, You Remind Me, hit number 29. Real Love was the follow-up. Real Love is swinging early 90s R&B, which was co-produced not by Puff Daddy, but rather by the late ex-Fat Boys rapper, Prince Marky D. Morales. You don't have to search to find me reading the lyrics. We are lovers through and through, and though we made it through the storm, I really want you to realize, I really want to put you on. I've been searching for someone to satisfy my every need. Won't you be my inspiration? Be the real love that I need. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Someone to set my heart free. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Ooh, when I met you, I just knew that you would take my heart and run until you told me how you loved me, how you loved for me. You said, I'm not the one. So I slowly came to see all of the things you were made of. And now I hope my dreams and inspiration lead me towards a real love. Love so true. And oh, baby, I thought that love was you. I thought that you were the answer to the question in my mind. But it seems that I was wrong. If I stay strong, maybe I'll find a real love. So I try my best and pray to God he send me someone real to caress me and to guide me towards a love my heart can feel. Now I know I can be faithful. I can be your all in all. I give you good loving through the summertime, winter, spring, and fall. The attributes that would soon see her crowned the queen of hip-hop soul are all present here. The swagger, the sweetness, and the sexiness. This is another example of a song that announces someone as a new superstar. Real Love peaked at number 7. It got to number 26 in the UK and number 34 in Canada. Mary J. Blige was a prolific hitmaker into the 90s and 2000s. picking up her only number one in 2001 with Family Affair. She has gotten quite a few acting roles in recent years, and she currently appears on the Starz series Power Book 2 Ghost. She also continues to record and perform, and her 14th album, Good Morning Gorgeous, came out on February 11th of last year, my actual birthday. We return to the UK for number 6, Slam Jam by the WWF Superstars. Formed in New York City in 1953, Capital Wrestling Corporation was founded by promoter Vincent J. McMahon to stage professional wrestling shows in the northeastern United States under the auspices of the National Wrestling Alliance. In 1963, after a dispute with the NWA, the promotion broke away and became the Worldwide Wrestling Federation. In 1979, it became simply the World Wrestling Federation, and a year later, Vincent J. McMahon sold the company to his son, Vincent K. McMahon, who began signing the biggest stars from many of the NWA's territories, most notably Hulk Hogan. He also began encroaching on other territories by running shows and airing his TV programs in those areas, cultivating relationships with celebrities such as Cyndi Lauper and Mr. T. In 1985, he staged a star-studded card in Madison Square Garden called WrestleMania, which was made available on closed-circuit television across the country. The WWF's national presence had a detrimental effect on the territory system and made its own wrestlers, such as Hogan, Roddy Piper, Macho Man Randy Savage, and the Ultimate Warrior, household names. Capitalizing on this popularity, the WWF had its stars go into the studio to make music, resulting in 1985's The Wrestling Album and 1987's Piledriver, The Wrestling Album 2. In 1992, as the mainstream popularity of pro wrestling was declining from its late 80s peak, the WWF decided to put out another record, WrestleMania the Album. Slam Jam was the first single. Slam Jam is dance pop produced by British 80s hitmakers Matt Stock and Mike Stock and Pete Waterman. It features lines from some of the company's biggest stars of the time, including Savage, The Undertaker, and notably Bret the Hitman Hart and the British Bulldog, who had wrestled each other at the company's SummerSlam event at London's Wembley Stadium in August of 1992. There's also some rhymes from an unknown rapper. Let's pile drive through the lyrics with the jam, slam. The Hitman, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Yeah, Randy Savage, unbelievable, yeah. I'm the British Bulldog, and you're going down. The Undertaker says slam. Everybody to a man, slam. It's a slam jam, ha, whoa. Everybody wants to pump with the British Bulldog. Yeah, well, the Hitman bends, but the Hitman does not break. Slam jam, thank you, ma'am. This the Macho Man, yeah. The Undertaker says slam. Everybody to a man, slam. We're the cream. We roll like a team. But every great team needs a theme. Here it is for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now here I am, the man. So get with the slam and pick up the program. In the air we're flying, death-defying, pumping iron, roar like a lion. Pound for pound, round for round. Mama said take you out. Pump it, pump it, pump it. Get with the jam and slam. Another person involved with this project was record executive Simon Cowell, now best known for being mean on TV talent competitions. In the early 90s, his specialty seemed to be making novelty hits with puppets and other odd pop culture characters, so working with professional wrestlers was right in his wheelhouse. But if most of the people who sang on this album had auditioned for his shows in the 21st century, he almost certainly would have ripped them to shreds. Slam Jam was down from a peak of number 4. WrestleMania the Album produced one more UK hit, the number 14 song, WrestleMania. The World Wrestling Federation, now known as World Wrestling Entertainment, has only released one more album of wrestlers performing songs, 2004's WWE Originals. But they have put out many compilations of wrestler entrance themes. And the 39th annual WrestleMania event will be held in Los Angeles in April. We'll count down the top tens and look at number one right after this.
Hi, Roger Stroop here. As I'm sure you know, Old Man Yells at Music has a Patreon. I have for a while, but now I've streamlined it. 2 tiers and guaranteed bonus content at both levels. It's simple. And when you join, you will get a mention on the show. And I'll give you a song from my charts. You can tell your friends you have a hit. Just go on patreon.com/oldmanyellsatmusic, pick a tier, and sign up. You'll warm this old man's heart. Thank you.
Recapping the top tens now, starting in the UK. Number 10, Deeper and Deeper by Madonna, the second single from her Erotica album. Number 9, Tom Traubert's Blues, Waltzing Matilda by Rod Stewart, his 23rd top 10. Number 8, Miami Hit Mix by Gloria Estefan, a medley of songs from her Miami Sound Machine days. Number 7, Boney M. Mega Mix by Boney M., another medley, this time from the German disco group. Number 6, Slam Jam by the WWF Superstars. Number 5, Forever People by The Shaman, the 5th top 10 for the Scottish Electronic Group. Number 4, Could It Be Magic by Take That, the boy band's 3rd top 10. Number 3, Would I Lie to You by Charles and Eddie, the biggest hit for a New York soul duo. Number 2, Heal the World by Michael Jackson, a hit from his Dangerous album. And the number 1 song in the UK this week was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, a monster hit bodyguard ballad. Next, it's the US top 10. Number 10, Real Love by Mary J. Blige. Number 9, How Do You Talk to an Angel by The Heights, a number 1 hit by a fictional band from a Fox drama series. Number 8, Saving Forever for You by Shanice, second top 10 for a Pittsburgh singer. Number 7, Good Enough by Bobby Brown, the 8th top 10 for the New Edition alum. Number 6, Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap, the 2nd U.S. top 10 for the German dance group. Number 5, I'd Die Without You by PM Dawn, the 2nd top 5 for the New Jersey hip-hop duo. Number 4, In the Still of the Night by Boyz II Men, their 4th top 5. Number 3, If I Ever Fall in Love by Shy, the biggest hit for a Washington vocal group. Number 2, Rump Shaker by Rex and Effect, the biggest hit for a New York rap group. And the number 1 song in the USA this week was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And now, Canada's top 10 hits. Number 10, Never a Time by Genesis, their 9th top 10 here. Number 9, How Do You Talk to an Angel by The Heights. Number 8, Faithful by Go West, the 2nd top 5 for a London duo. Number 7, The Last Song by Elton John, the follow-up to his number 1 hit, The One. Number 6, Keep the Faith by Bon Jovi, their 6th top 10 here. Number 5, Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses by U2, their 8th top 10. Number 4, Love Can Move Mountains by Celine Dion, her 5th top 10. Number 3, Song Instead of a Kiss by Alanna Miles. Number 2, To Love Somebody by Michael Bolton, his 10th top 10. And the number 1 song in Canada this week, and the one in our spotlight, was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Spotlight number 1.
Yes, for the first time in the show's history, one song topped all 3 of our charts at the same time. I talked about Whitney Houston before in episode 55 when I covered her 2nd hit from the soundtrack of her movie The Bodyguard, I'm Every Woman. Now we back up just a bit to cover the first single. I Will Always Love You is a cover of a 1974 Dolly Parton country hit. I will read the lyrics once. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you. I will always love you. You, my darling you. Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need. I hope life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you've dreamed of. And I'm wishing you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you love. This is the diva throwdown to end all diva throwdowns. She gives it everything and makes you want to give her a standing ovation at the end, even when you're all alone. This is a mic drop that still echoes 30 years later. This was the 2nd of 8 weeks at number 1 for I Will Always Love You. It was at the top for 10 weeks in the UK and 14 weeks in the US. As I said, I covered more of Whitney Houston's career in episode 55, but now you can see the Hollywood version of it in the recently released biopic, I Wanna Dance With Somebody. So how to sum up the pop music of December 1992? Dance music and R&B ruled, although a little less so in Canada. One Canadian in particular was trading in danceable pop, but unbeknownst to the public, her future lay elsewhere. Hard's turn from hair metal to grunge was underway, but power ballads could still get airplay. But everyone in the pop world was forced to bow before their new queen, who, along with riding high with her greatest ever vocal showcase, was now a movie star as well.
Old Man Yells at You.
For Old Man Yells at You, I'm going to suggest The Best of Roy Orbison, a collection of his amazing 60s output. You could also listen to the wrestling album, the WWF's first musical effort. Groove to the sounds of the Junkyard Dog, Hillbilly Jim, and Hulk Hogan's classic theme, Real American. And what the hell, because of Mrs. Robinson, watch The Graduate. Great movie and all the Simon and Garfunkel tunes you could ask for. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook and Twitter feeds, both of which are at Mr. B. Glovehead, or on the blog post for this episode, which is at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, or you can check out the Instagram account, at Old Man Yells at Music. And if you didn't get all that, all the links are on my Old Man Yells at Music link tree. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I have linked to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get all the bonus microdose episodes, including the latest with Alice Cooper, and make my charts just like Mike Burning Man. All lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review, no infringement is intended. Next time on the show, we're going to finally get caught up with the charts with an episode about January of 1978 coming out in January. Crazy, huh? Until then, I'm Roger Stroop saying, did I order the Code Red? You're goddamn right I did! It's my favorite flavor of Mountain Dew. Stay safe.